hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only we talking the truth, only we talking the truth, ayy.
All right, what's up? It's not Taz and Moose, it's Taz and Andrew Bogus. Moose is out sick today. So we are coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, who understands that it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. If you'd like to call the show, simple, very easy process.
Attention hotline fans.
All you got to do is dial 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I'd like to say thank you to all our great affiliates across these awesome United States that we live in. And also, maybe you're listening to the show on radio.com. So thanks for doing that. Maybe you're listening on the CBS Sports app. Or maybe you're listening on Sirius XM channel 206. Or on the Sirius XM app channel 206. If you'd like to follow the show on social media, very easy to do that. It's the same address, the same tag on both Instagram and Twitter, at Taz and the Moose. That's Taz with one Z, Moose with two O's. Some people spell Moose M-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-S. That'd be, you know what I mean, Andrew? That'd be Taz and the Moose. He's not here. Anyway, what's up, Haas? You good?
I'm good.
Yeah, all right, good.
Haas, how are you?
I'm good, Haas.
How many O's are in Haas?
Well, there's no O's, it's A's. But anyway, big football.
Wouldn't
big
that
football.
Be Haas?
Well, it's more of a Southern thing.
Ah.
You know, you hear my voice, it screams Southern.
I reckon it does.
Yeah, I reckon it does. Well, we're fixing to talk a little NFL. There's a little Southern for you right there. That's Southern, right, Mike?
It
you
is.
Know, that's Southern.
Big fixing. Time Southern.
Yeah, yeah.
Jones.
See, Southern. Well done. Mikey B has stolen my whole vernacular, this son of a
I really
gun.
Have.
You really have. You really have. You
even
really
when you're have. Not around, it's coming out of me. That's not a lie.
That's the wrestling vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
It's infectious, and people just do it. Some people do it. I don't picture Andrew Bogus sitting around the house saying to his wife, hey, hand me the gimmick. Like, I don't picture him doing that.
No, I haven't. I have not worked gimmick into the rotation yet, but I do say the Jones structure often.
Are you saying it right? See, it's important the way it's said. Before we get into these NFL games,
right.
Folks, it's the Jones thing, some people now, because let's be honest, I'm a very cool fella.
Word.
So people, right. So people try to take everything I do and try to be like me. I know. I've been dealing with this for
copycat
a lot of years.
Copycat
Joneses. You almost nailed it. not copycat Joneses, it'd be copycat Jones. But if you, some people abuse the Jones. Like there's certain ways in
that Jones you, abuser Jones.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You can't. In some
no, Bonehead
way,
Jones.
Right, see, that's done well. See,
it is.
There
well,
are certain ways that you can't use it. And I attack people on Twitter when they'll tweet me some kind thing using the Jones. I'm like, look, you used it wrong. Okay.
Blunt Jones.
Yeah, so there's certain ways you can't, you got to be careful. Anytime, Andrew, text me and I'll reply within a day or two on how you're using it incorrectly or correctly.
You know, a day or two, that'd be an improvement. I'd be honored to get a text back from you within 36 hours.
Yeah. Well, I usually text everyone back really quick except you,
Taki Jones,
right.
Swagger City.
Well, that's the other thing. See, City, now, that's just real quick, just to wrap this topic up. Like, if you. That's where it's tough, because you can use the word city instead of Jones, too. And that's like usually go-to. That's my backup. That's
their
my
synonym?
My second line.
Gotcha.
That's my my first line, if we're talking in hockey terms. My first line is is Jones, and my second line is city. I've never really talked about that publicly, but now it's out there on Taz.
Goon Jones.
So, you know what I mean? So, I'm just letting you know. That's how it's done.
So, I'm hungry right now. Would you prefer me saying I'm hungry Jones or it's hungry city?
Not Hungry Jones. That yeah. sucks. That's
okay.
that don't even sound cool. But it's a good question. I like what you're doing because our audience will really appreciate this. So it's not Hungry Jones. You could say something like, man, Starving City, or man, you wouldn't say Starving Jones, you wouldn't say Hungry Jones. You would say...
Starving City is good, though?
Starving City Jones. Like, okay. You throw City in there. Whoa. See what happens? Whoa.
Right,
you give me a
right,
whoa.
Slow down.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, we're...
Starving City Jones. I mean, you could do that. You know, like something like
door
that.
Jones. Backdoor yeah. Jones.
You know, Lean Mean.
We're civilians here. You got to go slow with us.
Lean Mean has a video. He has
easy,
a video on YouTube.
I love how Pete thinks he's not Joneses. In We Over Nation, by the way. It's an amazing... Look at him shaking his head. You are. What's the difference?
You are in. I'm in Me Over Nation.
No, you know what? God, record a podcast.
That's a mock statement.
I need to know the difference between you and every other loyal Taz fan. What, just because you see him every day?
Well, I'm not a maniac.
You're not?
I'm not a maniac. I'm not a maniac.
Look
I love
at Mike's
it.
Face.
I am not a maniac. So all the people who follow me are maniacs. All right, Taz Maniacs. Ah!
Yep, done.
Okay. There you go. See that?
All sets.
You set me up perfect. I'm glad we rehearsed
lunch
that.
Money for Mr. Jones.
Anyway, so a lot of great NFL games coming up this Sunday. And we actually are going to do our NFL picks at, we're doing that at 7, not 4. What time are we doing that, Mike?
8:25.
8:25. College picks will be before that.
Correct.
I would like you, Mike, and if you don't mind, and you, Pete, to be ready, and I'd like your picks. I'd like to incorporate you in the show here with your picks.
You got it.
You men deserve that. Brad Heller does not. So
agreed.
Hopefully Brad didn't hear that.
Rob Feller.
But anyway. So I don't know. There's a lot of I was talking to Pete Bellotti during the break. There's a lot of and I agree with Pete on this. He said there's a lot of lopsided matchups this
agreed.
Sunday. And he yeah, totally, right? I mean, what's the best game on the docket? Maybe Packers-Niners, maybe?
Well, Packers-Niners and Patriots-Cowboys and then Rams-Ravens, which are basically the three last games of the week, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, Monday night. I mean,
bro,
that,
the Rams lost their luster, dude.
Well, that's the thing.
You know?
They lost their luster, but can they get it back if they play well in primetime at home if they're the first team to really slow down Lamar Jackson and the Ravens?
Mm.
You know, I know people are geared up for what Wade Phillips can do in prepping for Lamar, but the last time we saw the Ravens, they were destroying the Texans, so... I mean, I think they're going to win this game in L.A., but what if the Rams win? What if the Rams play defense? What if Jared Goff throws the ball with confidence? What if Todd Gurley runs well for the second straight game? Then that luster is right back on the Rams.
True, but, you know, listen, that Lamar Jackson, and what you kind of touched on it, I mean, he is just a son of a gun to prepare for. Because he's super unpredictable the way he runs the rock, the way he throws it, his decision-making, and Harbaugh lets him kind of just be... You know, Loose City Jones. See what I did there? So he just lets him he just wings it. You know, he just kind of goes out there. I mean, there's structure. Don't get me wrong. I'm not acting like it's just like backyard football. I'm not even implying that. But he does let him rely on his athleticism and his instincts. That's a word that's not said enough in sports radio. You let him rely on his instincts.
Yeah,
see what I'm saying?
I wish I could own this more and really gloat about Lamar Jackson. I mean, I thought he would be a useful, a good NFL quarterback. I thought it would take time. I didn't think he was going to be downright amazing.
I know.
In the middle of year two. But I mean, the guy is just phenomenal.
Unreal.
And like you said, they have right now, they're working at a perfect balance of, you know, letting him be him.
Yeah.
Letting him, you know, putting him in quote unquote danger, so to speak.
And Harbaugh deserves credit for that.
Absolutely.
Really
like there's a lot of ways they could be messing this up.
Greg Roman too, the OC deserves
absolutely.
Credit.
Absolutely. They could completely be handcuffing him, being too protective, too patient, and not letting him be him. But, you know, they're in a near-perfect spot right now with the way they play offense, the running backs. You know, I love Mark Andrews, the tight end. He's a huge weapon for them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's nothing accidental about this. They're legit. And that's an understatement. I mean, this is real.
Right.
This is not smoke and mirrors. This is not luck. This is not the benefit of like a soft spot
and
a schedule.
They're 8-2. They're real 8-2.
They're damn good. Now, the only thing that I have any hesitation on with them is if they have to beat the Patriots in New England. I mean, that's the home field in the AFC bracket. Whenever that gets decided, week 15, 16, 17... That might decide who wins the AFC. They can beat the Patriots again in Baltimore, but having a win in New England in the postseason in January in cold, I don't believe you can do it until you do it.
You're really jumping ahead, though. Now you're talking about
but I mean that's how good he is, and that's how good they are.
Dude, I think you're probably on it. It could be the AFC matchup for sure. But they have besides going to Los Angeles and play the Rams. this Monday night. You know, they got to deal with San Francisco. They're hosting San Fran at home the following Sunday. That's going to be a tough game. And then they got to go on the road.
Toughest game of them all.
Yeah, play my Buffalo Bills, baby, in Buffalo. That's right, in God's country. So that's going to be tough. I mean, well, they got to deal with, like you said, with the Rams this week. And if Gurley's running the ball well, that could be a problem for them. But speaking of running the ball, just real to back up a little bit here, talking about the Ravens, a guy who doesn't get enough credit right now from that move over there to Baltimore is Mark Ingram.
Agreed.
He's running the ball really well, and that's really helping Lamar Jackson. It really is.
I mean, everything is. Again, this is their, you mentioned Greg Roman. I mean, they know what they have. So many times it feels like coaches try to like force their philosophy and force what has happened in the past on their personnel.
Right, right.
And they make the personnel fit into their setup. But their setup now revolves around what they have. And they have multiple guys that can do damage with their legs. And then Lamar being the passer that he is this quickly makes all of that work as well. Because it's not always gaudy numbers, but it's efficient numbers. I mean, it's constantly like, you know, 17 to 21,
right,
14 of 18. Like, there are very few incompletions. There's very few bad throws. He's not flirting with danger. The setup is correct. And then the guys living it on the field execute it near flawlessly. I mean, I can't get over what they did on Sunday. You know, if we were sitting here last Friday, I would have told you, in the same question, like, what's a big game? What are you looking forward to? I don't know how you wouldn't have been pumped up about Ravens-Texans, even just, you know, for the easy Deshaun Watson-Lamar Jackson matchup, but those are playoff teams. There's talent on both sides of the ball, and they embarrassed the Texans.
Oh, they beat the daylights.
I mean, that game was over the first time you might have checked in on it.
Oh, they beat them up.
Destroyed them. Turnovers, sacks, 41 points.
41-7.
Everywhere.
It was 41-7.
So, I mean, all bets are off with how good they can be as long as they're not dumb enough to somehow change something and handcuff themselves.
Yeah, and I don't think they are. I think Harbaugh's just so he's a pro. And back to that game real quick. The time of possession was so lopsided for the Ravens in that game. Because of the way Lamar Jackson can run the ball, and because of the way Ingram runs the ball, and their defense is playing strong. And it was almost like a 10-minute time difference in time possession towards Baltimore. That's a ton of time, as you know.
And then you throw in that their defense makes plays. You know, they've scored defensive touchdowns. Yeah. They take the ball away. They keep you out of the end zone to begin with. What do they sack Deshaun Watson 5 or 6 times on Sunday?
Yep.
I mean, they are right now, and this is not breaking news, obviously, they're the best team in the AFC. Like, my main concern, and it's going to be unless something obviously pops up here, an injury or whatever, is they've got to get number one. They need to be the number one seed. They need to have every playoff game in the AFC in their place.
To get that home field advantage
whether they're playing Trump City. Right, whether they're playing the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Raiders, whomever it is, those games have to be in particular, the last one's got to be in Baltimore. So they have no room for error, but there's errors, as you said, in their schedule.
Yeah.
You know, the AFC South schedules, Texans, Colts, we did in hour number one, those are basically cakewalks. They each have one difficult game left out of their five. The Ravens, meanwhile, they have one easy game left in their last five. They've got the Rams on Monday. You mentioned home for the Niners in Buffalo. Then the one easy one, they've got the Jets on a Thursday night. Now, Thursday night makes it difficult because it's the quick turnaround, and then they finish... then they have the Browns in, I guess that's week 16. And I leave the Browns on the table before closing with the Steelers.
Right.
I leave the Browns on the table as a good team because they have clearly underachieved. And they're starting to maybe show you signs. They're not going to like win out and get in the playoffs.
Right.
But they're going to bother people in December who are trying to make the playoffs. And obviously it's Ravens-Browns. So there's nothing easy for them really the rest of the way here. So while they need to basically almost win out, that's clearly not going to be easy for
them. No, it's not going to be easy.
As good as they are.
No, I know. And so that matchup with the Ravens this weekend and the Rams should be a good one. Another good one I touched on at the top of this segment was the Packers going out to Santa Clara to play the 49ers. So that's going to be a good one. You got the Packers sitting 8-2. You got the 49ers sitting 9-1. You got Jimmy G against Aaron Rodgers. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, let's take a listen to Rodgers and talk about how the Niners will be a difficult test.
This is an important one for us. The way I look at it, we got to beat them once at their place at some point. You know, it'd be nice to do it now. And they're a good football team, though. They've had a you know, great start to the season, very well coached, both sides of the ball, and I think they've taken care of business at home the entire season, too. So it's going to be a tough test.
And speaking of coaches, Segway Jones, you're not right there. Let's take a listen to Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the Niners, on talking about playing against a quarterback the level of an Aaron Rodgers.
They're an 8-2 team. They've been real tough to beat. Everyone knows how good their quarterback is. I mean, he's been one of the best quarterbacks of our generation. He's right up there with all those guys. And, you know, he's never out of any game, no matter what's happening. Their defense has been very good at getting turnovers. They've been very good in the red zone. That's why they haven't given up as many points as they have yards. And their quarterback obviously can make a lot of plays, but they're also not turning it over. So it's a tough formula to beat.
God, shut up, Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah,
so I gotta say how much I love what Aaron Rodgers said in that first clip that Pete played for you when you pointed your finger at him.
That's right, that point he just placed.
So many times, I know why they do it, but it makes me so angry when coaches and players talk about, oh, I don't know the standings. Everyone knows the standings.
Yeah,
everyone knows the combinations and the permutations,
right.
And I have this seed.
Permutations.
If we win this, everyone knows it. So for Aaron Rodgers to own it and go, listen, you know, they have 9 wins. We have 8. We want home field through Lambeau in the NFC playoffs.
Cool. Yeah.
And we've got to get that, we got to win here once, meaning if we win this game, we go in the driver's seat, or we have to play them in the playoffs here, presumably, maybe, and then have to win there and keep going. So let's do it now. For him to own it and go, I'm not an idiot. I know what's going on.
Right.
We need to win this game. I at least, in a world of cliches and saying nothing, yep. I like that.
Yeah, I agree with you, bro. And because it's not insulting to your intelligence.
No, or that's the Niners.
It's just being honest, and I appreciate that. And you know, when you're going to get a matchup that involves the San Francisco 49ers, you're going to get a steady diet on TV of his own camera, the defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh. They shoot this guy on camera on a regular basis. They are trying to make this guy a star for some reason. Good defense, don't get me wrong. But I'm sick of seeing him and his bald head. Great DC. Tired of seeing him. I don't care. We continue the preview, week 12 right here. And Andrew Bogusch is going to pay off his amazing story, what happened on the DA show yesterday. I might have built it up too much. Taz with Andrew. Be right back.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. And the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Sunday, the NFL on CBS is highlighted by a full afternoon of games, including an NFC South clash between Carolina and New Orleans, and the Raiders on the road against the Jets. It all starts with JB and the guys on the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. So we have that. We also have... what's his name? Hella just walked in. But there was something interesting that happened. I guess we can get into it here.
Let's get Brad out of the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, get
all of a
Brad
sudden you're
way.
Calling the shots here.
Well, I'm just... this is anchor to anchor love.
Oh, wow. Antonio Heller. Okay.
Because this is going to take 20 minutes to
anchor,
lay out all the things that happened yesterday.
Anchor love.
Yeah.
I love that.
All the things that happened yesterday is going to take some time.
So let's Heller is staring at me like a deer in the headlights for some odd reason.
Us anchors
stick
together.
I don't know why
together,
he did that.
Yes.
Why do you do that? You have a bad habit of that, Brad. I don't like that.
Of doing what?
Well, when someone stares at me, I think that's a confrontation about to happen. So I start to get a little uppity. You wouldn't stare.
And then you realize I'm looking in your direction. You're like, all right, this guy's the last person to try and confront me. And then it should disappear out of your brain.
No, but I've had people, like, because like how dogs are. Like, there's certain dogs that you shouldn't stare at. Like, you know, when you see, like, a pit bull that's rabid, or if you see, like, a German Shepherd that looks like he wants to rip somebody's head off.
Mini Golden Doodle.
True. You don't stare at them. Now, Brad now is looking at the lighting thrust in the building. In the
my back is to you, Taz.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I don't mind being looked at. I don't like being stared at. I'm not trying to be confrontational. You know, I love you, Brad. You know that. Bradford.
I do.
Bradford's your given name?
Bradley, but that's fine.
Bradford Heller.
All right,
when do you update, bro?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And begin.
Okay.
Jimmy Jim Heller.
All right, Thursday Night Football is a battle for first place in the AFC South.
Dropping back the pass is Watson. Lofts it to the near side for Hopkins. He's got it! Touchdown, Texans! 33 yards. Second touchdown reception of the night for DeAndre Hopkins. He beat Pierre Desir. The Texans go back on top 19-17.
Tom McCarthy on Westwood 1. That was the difference. The Texans beat the Colts in Houston 20-17. They break the tie atop the division. Deshaun Watson threw for 298 yards and those two touchdowns to DeAndre Hopkins.
I mean, he did a hell of a job to, you know, come down with those two touchdowns. And, I mean, you got to give him, though, that credit. He basically, you know, checked to those plays. And, you know, I was on the same page with him. And then we came down with the touchdowns.
The Texans are 7-4. The Colts are 6-5. They did get T.Y. Hilton back from his calf injury, but Hilton had just three catches for 18 yards with a couple of big drops. Browns defensive end Myles Garrett losing his appeal with the NFL, so his indefinite suspension stands. Garrett alleged that Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph used a racial slur to ignite the brawl last week in Cleveland. The league says it found no evidence to support that, and Rudolph denied the allegation. Also, Marquise Pouncey's suspension was cut from three games down to two. NBA, the Bucks have won six straight, 137-129 over the Blazers. Giannis putting up a triple-double, including a career-high 15 assists. Carmelo Anthony scored 18 in his second game for Portland. No Damian Lillard again because of back spasms. College basketball, number one Duke blew out Cal, 87-52. They get to the finals of the 2K Empire Classic at Madison Square Garden. The Blue Devils
classic.
Will face Georgetown tonight.
It's classic.
It is a classic.
You didn't say class.
Classic.
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 I see at the end. Classic.
2K Empire
Andrew, you
Classic.
That, right? You're an update man. You're an anchor. You understand.
Yeah.
Do you feel pressure, Brad, when Andrew's sitting next to you and you do an update?
No, because I know he's not paying attention. That sounds right.
Ding. Okay.
Ding.
That could have. Okay. We had some legs on that bit, but I guess it died quick.
No, we.
All right. No problem. Got it. All right. I just thought maybe it was a little pressure. I know you guys are friends, and I know he's. I see a lot. Let's just pull back the curtain here real quick. I don't want to take too much time with this, but I know you're doing your update. I mean, what people don't know here that are listening, these great fans across our great United States on the affiliates, on radio.com, all this jazz, right? SiriusXM 206, that. When this show ends, I walk into the newsroom, and it's usually Brad and Antonio Bogish, otherwise known as Andrew Bogish, talking. And I feel like it's Andrew giving you advice because it seems like he's very, like he's almost talking down, like coaching you up. That's what happens. Like every day I see this.
Well, first it was advice on how to talk to you.
Right.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've become the Taz whisperer.
And what happens is
you might get your name wrong, just ignore it.
Right. And I'm like, hey, Brad, Andrew, see you guys later. Andrew goes, Taz, see you later, dude. Have a good day. And Brad's like, see ya. I get no name recognition. You didn't notice, Mike, because you're in here, you know, doing stuff after the show, doing the podcast. And Brad usually just blows me off. Why do you do that? Is there a problem?
I don't want to have that be mistaken for too much eye contact, which might lead to a confrontation.
Okay.
No confrontations in the newsroom.
Yeah,
got it. I just thought people would like to know what you guys do after the show. That you guys are
we go way back.
I know you guys go way back.
Yeah.
Are you done with the update?
No, almost.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. So Duke and Georgetown will be tonight at Madison Square Garden. Hockey, it's a 16-game point streak for the Islanders, which is a new franchise record.
Barzell the other way, racing over the Penguin line. Little drop pass now for Brock Nelson. Walking in, back in, he scores! Brock Nelson has won it again in overtime!
The Mikey B like inflection, courtesy of Chris King on Islanders Radio.
Yeah, baby!
Hit that high note.
Bring those eyes on, son!
Who said it better? Who had the better inflection?
I give it to Mikey B.
Brock Nelson!
Thank you, Taz.
I give it to Mikey B. I'm a big Islander fan, but I do give it to Mikey B.
Yeah, it was also an accident with
perfection!
Mikey B.
Perfection! What's that?
It was an accident with Mikey B. Chris King lives up there.
No, well, listen. Mikey B acts like it was an
rarefied
accident.
Rarefied
air. It really wasn't.
It was an accident.
It really
wasn't. No, it wasn't.
It's a work.
Total work.
And you know what? Listen, at the end of the day, the Islanders win the game, beating Pittsburgh 4-3. That's a good moment. In Brooklyn, by the way.
Second time in 3 days they beat him in overtime.
I love it. Well, you're a Ranger fan, Andrew?
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't know that.
Yep. Ranger,
what about you?
Ranger City Jones.
Good job.
I wouldn't say I have a particular team that I root for.
Let me help you
National
again.
Hockey
That's
League.
Called you're indifferent.
Fair. Fair.
Mikey B, what are you, a Devils fan? What are you?
I don't care.
Okay. That's putting it, much more blunt than I was thinking.
Well, I know Pete is like myself, big Islander fan.
Icelanders, yes.
Yeah, see.
He scores! Perfection!
Actually, they are close.
Isn't it?
To your point.
Yeah.
Brad, they are close.
We're the same person.
That is pretty... Yeah, but he's doing that for a living. Would you want to do that? Call Islander games for a living?
No, I don't think I would have the capability to call Islander games for a living. It would be an utter disaster.
Why don't you call UVA baseball games for a living?
You can call baseball
because it
perfection.
Paid $8 an hour and I needed more money.
$8 an hour. They got Uber Eats down there. You bring the Basketball Drives podcast down there.
Yeah, now
you do your Uber Eats down there. You do it right there at Charlottesville. Charlottesville
College
Jones.
Campus, they'd be all over that.
Now that'd be a great spot for Uber Eats. A lot of hot spots and restaurants you can go to.
Yeah, I've been at UVA. I some played lacrosse against them.
I wrestled there like in 1990.
No, you didn't.
Oh, no,
I wasn't there wrestling. No, I was talking
Wait,
about...
what?
No, I wouldn't. I was down to my son at
a game. What was that arena called? In Charlottesville.
John Paul Jones.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what it was.
John Paul Jones. Sounds like a work name, but it's not.
We had to get dressed outside the arena there, and then...
Condescending Jones.
Like a,
there we go.
A frat house across the street.
Oh, my God.
And these hooligans were chirping, and me and my buddies ran over.
Well, at least you're paying attention to the show. That's a good thing.
Fair point.
Me and Snuka and Ted DiBiase.
No,
Ted, he was a good guy.
No, here's the thing. Am I not supposed to give examples of my historic career?
Of course
to
you
the
are.
Audience. You
of
guys do
you
realize
are.
That very the important. Bulk of the audience that listens to Taz and the Moose are
yeah,
wrestling
the
fans.
The show should be called Taz and Moose and Still
People
More Taz.
People here
I get it.
Might not want to admit that, not just in this room or that room, but the bulk of this audience are wrestling fans.
Right.
So I like to give history on my esteemed career.
As you should. I'm not mocking
Joel
your history. That's not my fault. That was just somebody tweeted it. That's one of the, are you done yet? I don't want to keep interrupting you because
I'm done.
Okay. I don't
Tobias.
You can stay enjoying as long this. As you want. Okay. I'm enjoying this.
I just don't understand why I gotta get mocked on my own show by an anchor.
I thought it was mocking me because it was
no, you
so preposterous.
Me. Pete, didn't he mock me?
I think he did mock
you. Yeah, see?
Oh wow, Pete agreed with you. No one saw that coming.
I did.
I'm just stating the facts.
Well, I bring you behind the scenes to tell you a story what happened in Worcester, Massachusetts years ago, and now I gotta get mocked.
It was funny when we were guessing where the arena was.
We still
was
don't
in.
Have the name
no,
of the
I
arena,
know,
by
I know.
The way. I still don't and I have people because it wasn't an arena, it was like a small armory type thing, you know, one of those type gimmicks. I have somebody I could text to find out that was on the show. But no, I mentioned Charlottesville because I think Mike could probably make a bankroll. Uber Eats and right there on campus at UVA.
I agree.
It is a great spot. Tons of food. You ever been down to UVA?
It's fantastic.
Great spot. I mean, I did not wrestle in Charlottesville, Andrew Bogus, you wise ass. Okay? But my son had a...
On a side note, that's the first place you haven't wrestled in.
Well, could be.
Yeah.
but he had a lacrosse game there at UVA. So I'm saying my wife and I went and had lunch there, you know, this is a couple of years ago. And it's a great spot for Uber Eats and a great spot for you to call those baseball games. And you just have multiple jobs and living in Charlottesville, dude, it'd be great for you.
Mm. Yeah, no, I've been there, done that, lived there for 7 years, enjoyed my time, loved it, but it's, was on to the big city.
Met your wife there, right?
Did meet my wife there, that's right.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was really a love story.
All right. You done, Hello?
Done.
All right. we have time here to go. We don't have time to deal with the DA story. Thanks,
do we have time? Hello. Pete's in charge of the clock, you know.
You have 1 minute.
Is that true?
Well, we could set up. If he says 1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute means 5 minutes. So we could, listen, set up what happened. Let's talk about it. Because
okay,
we got the football picks, we got the NFL picks, college picks.
Right.
There's a lot to do here.
So Moose was born, and he grew up into a full-size Moose, and eventually worked 97 jobs in 3 days, and
oh
it made
God.
Him sick.
Stop with that.
And yesterday was the apex of the sickdom, and there was loogies and coughing and hacking yep. and projectiles in this room.
Okay.
It put you in a really dangerous spot, all things considered.
I'm in the worst spot of everyone.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you are right in the crosshairs of all of this.
But I'm like Iron Man, bro.
Well, yes, but still, it's just the thought of it that Moose would bring all of that into this room and possibly give it to you.
It's kind of selfish, to be honest with you.
You can use that word. It seems like it fits. So anyway, after you had DA come in during Taz and Moose to warn him of Moose's symptom.
Well, I was being kind.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Again, when the DA show began, he comes in the room, and this is, you know, 8:50, 7 Eastern time. DA.
Oh.
He comes in the studio. I'm already here because I have to do an update at 9 o'clock, so I'm sitting here. He walks in, and then I hear Moose's voice go, yeah, DA, you're right. I'll come in and clean that up right now. And then Moose came in with the Clorox wipes and wiped the whole setup here down at the request of DA. So the DA didn't have to, even with the barrier of the Clorox wipe, he didn't want to have to touch the infected keyboard, the infected mouse, the call screening computer to the left here, the microphone. So Moose cleaned all of this for DA, which I kind of get.
That was nice of Moose.
It was nice of Moose. It was an odd request of DA. Like,
very odd.
Because I feel like the Clorox wipe prevents you from getting the germs while you're cleaning the germs off the surfaces.
Yeah, you kind of don't want the guy cleaning up the germs that has the germs.
Right. So, but
because he's actually breathing near the germified area.
As he's cleaning, he's breathing the germs back onto the spot.
Unless he had Moose wear a mask.
He did not have a mask, did not have a full suit. Moose was breathing. He wasn't holding his breath in.
Like a Frankenstein mask.
Right. He was like decontaminating and then contaminating again. So anyway, after Moose did all of that, clean this whole space, and happily for DA.
That was nice of Moose.
Guess what DA did?
Challenge Moose to a fist fight?
Nope.
Okay.
Didn't sit here. Didn't sit in the spot.
Bro,
that Moose
did he
scrubbed. He scrubbed the surface layer off of every
machine. And then DA sat where I sit.
And then DA sat in your seat for an extra level of precaution.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if Moose knows. Moose knows now. Wow. I'm surprised. So
yeah.
DA just wanted that area cleaned.
Right. I guess thought about sitting here and then thought better of it and plopped down in your seat.
There's got to be a real explanation for this from DA.
DA
He's
does
a
not
smart
like
guy.
Does not like germs.
No, I don't like germs either. I mean, who likes germs? I mean, some people here do.
Well, you know what I said too as he sat down in your seat, I was like, I'd be careful because I don't think I said Iron Man. I think I said Taz is impervious to germs. So there's. There's no telling what he has on him that would infect a regular human that is in that spot.
My PEDs? Doing sports radio?
No,
I'm on like some growth hormone?
Now I know you're Iron Man.
I'm Iron Man. He's on some kind of a medication from Tokyo.
As far as I can remember, you've never been sick, so...
Well, no, I've been out sick. I've had different stomach ailments, and I've had I took some ligaments, and I felt better.
You took some ligaments?
Yeah. And then there's ligaments. Yeah, that's an old school thing from England. And then I've had different issues. You know, I've had...
That's disgusting.
Yeah, no, there's different things. Yeah,
there is a word similar to ligaments. Is it that you could take...
It's not ligaments.
Medicinally? It's not ligaments. Ligaments are things, like in your body, holding your bones together.
I know ligaments. I've torn them.
Is liniment a word?
Oh, that's what I meant.
Am I asking Mike?
Can someone GTS it?
I'll do it.
I mean, really. Mike usually is a Google master. Today, he's just smiling and staring, and he's put together a great show.
Yeah, liniments, a liquid or lotion, especially one made with oil for rubbing on the body to relieve pain.
I'd never heard of that word before.
I have. I just said it wrong. So that's an edit point, Mike. 3-2-1. No, I just take a lot of liniments, not ligaments.
No, who would take ligaments?
Is the edit. All right, so the podcast will sound perfect. That's how it goes.
As always.
All right, on that note, so that story was great. And when Dia gets here, we might have to ask him. I need to know why we have the Melusis clean that whole area. I got to ask Moose why he would do that, too.
He's a gentleman.
A lot of questions. We also got college football picks when we come back, right? And then NFL picks later on. All right, Taz and Andrew Bogish. See you in a little bit here. Right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio, toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 50%. Or more on car insurance. So Moose is out sick, as I said earlier a couple times. Andrew Bogut sitting in for Mark Alousis. We got our college football picks right about now. Let me give you the status of where Moose and I are in these college football picks. Right now, Moose, he is beating me. He's sitting 23-13. Moose was, wow, he was 3-0 last week. And he has a 2.5-pick lead on me. I, Taz, am 20-15-1. I was 1-2 last week, which is disappointing. So Moose is not here, but we do have Moose's picks. The esteemed producer of Taz and the Moose, and one of the greatest guys you're ever going to meet in your entire life, Mike Buscaglia. Mike, you have Moose's picks, I believe.
I do. I do have them as well.
All right, 3, 2, 1, and begin.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose college football picks. The three picks you need to know.
So I felt like maybe this is better what we're doing. I felt, hey, maybe we have Mike read Moose's picks and then do the fancy open and the music. But this is better. Because I teed up and teased Moose's picks.
They're good.
They're good.
Oh, they're good.
Well, hold on a second.
I mean, they're just picks. I don't know.
Wait a minute. I've been out sick once in a blue moon on a Friday. So, have you said this before?
Oh, I say they're great. They're fantastic. Right. Yes. The best picks you ever heard. You can hear it in the podcast.
Oh, you're the man. How do we normally do it, though? Does he? You're going to read every one of them, or you want to go one by one?
One by one. So, I'll give Moose's pick first here. He likes USC minus 13.5.
Ooh,
they're home playing UCLA. So, USC minus 13.5. First pick for Mark Malusis.
Okay. I got it. Andrew, why don't you go next?
Well, I was picking that game as well. That's kind of like the all-annoying game. USC and Clay Helton's future uncertain. And Chip Kelly, who I remain surprised. I really like Chip Kelly and strangely want him to be successful.
At UCLA.
Well, at the Eagles. Like, I was excited about him bringing his brain to the NFL. That didn't work out.
Well, but you were mocked for him because of all the great stuff he did with the Ducks.
Correct. Yeah. And I wanted to see that in the NFL. That didn't work. And now he's at UCLA, and they're kind of floundering. They got thumped by Utah last weekend by 46 points. Now they play this game. And I, too, am going to lay those points like the Mooses.
Wow.
Give me USC minus 13.5 against the Bruins.
Interesting. Well, while you and Moose are hanging out in California talking about the Trojans and the Bruins, I'll go down to the Lone Star State, the great state of Texas, and we're going to talk about Baylor versus the Longhorns. Baylor versus Texas. So right now they got Baylor is minus 6. Now Baylor's sitting 9-1, who, they're looking to bounce back here. So they need to get a big victory, a statement victory over Texas. Matt Rhule said on Monday there were plenty of positives for his team, even in defeat. And this is a quote from him. He said, "Our team learned a lot from that game," Rhule said. "They learned, number one, we can be, for the first half, what we look to not just be a top 10 team, but a top 5 team in the country. Then secondly, the second half showed us what we still have to do." So that shows me that Matt Rhule, being a hell of a coach, telling his Baylor team, don't be complacent. I like Baylor. They're going to cover the minus 6 big time here. This game, Baylor's home in Waco at McLean Stadium. Give me a Baylor. You could give Texas their 6 points. I'll take Baylor. All right, so, Mike, who do you want to do your pick and then Pete and then go back to Moose?
Sure, that sounds good to me. I have a theme here. I'm going with all cats in college today. So I like Arizona, the Wildcats, plus 23, home versus Utah.
Cat theme annoyed me. Pete, what do you got?
I'm going to take Michigan State minus 20.5 over the great Rutgers team.
That's funny. All right, here's what Moose's second pick.
All right, so Moose's second pick going against Utah's when you had Baylor. He likes Texas plus 6.
Well, I like when you guys fight.
Oh, wow. We're fighting.
Like
even when he's not here, we're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't know about that one. That we got to keep an eye on because over the weekend. That we got to keep an eye on. All right, you're up.
I continue to just give away points. Disappointed by Penn State losing to Minnesota and then not looking that good and beating Indiana a week ago. Still a little shaky. They take on OSU this weekend. Chase Young is back for the Buckeyes. I'm going to stick with them. They're laying 18.5, but I think they win this one over the Nittany Lions at the Shoe going away. So give me Ohio State minus 18.5, Mikey B.
Well, now we will differ, because I also picked that game, the Buckeyes and the Nittany Lions. Nittany Lions 9-1, Ohio State 10-0. As you said, they're going to play at the Shoe. 18.5. I understand how tough Ohio State is at home. I do. I understand how great they are. But don't disrespect this 9-1 Penn State team, my friend. I will take PSU to Nittany Lions. Give me my 18.5, Bogus. I'm taking Penn State. Okay, great. Mike, you're up. No reaction. Right,
my second pick for me, I'm going with Northwestern at home, plus 14 versus Minnesota.
Okay. Wait, sit down again. You're going with Northwestern?
Northwestern plus 14
so you
versus
feel,
Minnesota.
I have 13.5, but see, I guess, okay. I guess it's 14. No, we're cool. I guess it's 14. You have Minnesota covering, right?
No, I like Northwestern to
we'll
cover.
We'll talk about this in a little
another
bit.
Another cat pick.
I know. I heard about the cats. Pete, go ahead.
Put some odor eaters in that shoe. I'm taking Penn State plus 18.5. Agree with my friend Taz.
Look at that. Look at that. That's what I'm saying. Oof. That's what I'm saying. The body gets it. I lost control of who's what and where. Who's up next?
Moose.
All right, here we go, Mike. You're Moose.
And Moose's final pick. He likes Michigan on the road at Indiana, minus 9.5. For the Wolverines.
Kind of a simple pick right there. I'm a little surprised at Moose,
well,
to be honest with you.
I hate to do it. You know my love and regard for the Moose, but I'm going to go in the other direction with this game. Michigan going to get caught looking ahead to the OSU showdown next weekend. So give me the Hoosiers plus 9.5.
I like your pick more than Moose's, I have to tell you. Moose is not here to defend himself, but I like your pick. Circle back, Jones, to what Mikey B, that Northwestern Minnesota game. I am the opposite way. I like Minnesota covering the 14. I feel like this is they're ranked 10th in the country right now. They dropped down from 8. They're a powerhouse in that Big Ten. They're a powerhouse in college football. 9-1 for a reason. Northwestern 2-8. Listen, they're a wide receiver on that team, Bateman, Rashad Bateman from Minnesota. He is a top wide receiver, not just in the Big Ten, but in all of college football. This kid Bateman is the real dealio. The Gophers cover. I like the Gophers cover in that 14. Now, who's up now? With Mike Moose is on his dog. You're up, Mike, right?
All right, and then my third pick here, I like Villanova home versus Delaware. Villanova minus 9.5.
There's no cat. Against who? Villanova?
Villanova. I like Villanova to cover minus 9.5 against Delaware.
Delaware and the Blue Hens.
Blue Hens.
Wait a minute. You said it was a cat team.
Villanova Wildcats.
Yeah, but the Blue Hens are not cats.
But the Wildcats
are. I'm picking the teams that are cat themed. It's impossible to find.
He's picking cat.
I can't find cat versus cat. Now that would
be
exciting.
That would be. He loves the cat on cat.
Yeah, right. Who doesn't?
Oh, I'll leave the room.
Pete, go ahead.
Great transition. I'm going to go to my hometown and take the LIU Sharks minus three points for their first win of the year over Merrimack at home in Brookville, New York.
Wow.
Yeah, Merrimack's going to smoke the old team called the Pioneers.
Two of the newest Division I programs squaring off Long Island.
NEC Jones. Yeah, no, I know. I got you. All right, who's up now? We're done?
That's it. Wow. We're done. Put
Man,
it in the
I'll
books.
I'll tell you what. We hit 5 people's picks. And we did it quick. It was succinct. It was entertaining. It was on point.
Mm-hmm.
And by golly, it was fun. And I agree. Mike, any comments on this?
No, I thought it was a great time. I'm going to be listening back to it later on my drive home just to embrace the presence and the beauty that was this college.
Don't oversell
pick.
It,
you
Mike.
You got it. Go Cats.
No, he will listen.
Go Cats.
He will listen back. He's a moth for himself.
Love hearing myself.
Yeah, he's a moth for himself. He will. And Pete the Body just listens to himself on a loop. See, what Pete the Body does, when he injects himself in the show, he takes that audio and just loops it and sends an MP3 to himself and listens to it in the car.
It's my ringtone.
See, I...
Awami's picks and his picks.
I would have pegged Pete to be in the car driving home, redoing the show as he thinks it should have been done.
Timing it out properly.
Well, that might play in the cuts when they're
pissed
supposed
about
to be
the
playing.
Clock.
Right.
Yeah.
His different hot
That's
takes.
Forever.
Right. Up against the break. We're back after this.
All right. We got the three
CBS
coming up.
Sports Radio.
That's right. Biggest three gimmicks, Stamets, Farnham headlines. We're back.